Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope it ain't great as always, and I'm back here after quite a while, I guess. All right, just to cut straight to the chase, if you're hearing a very weird audio, the reason for that is because I'm in a very empty room. I just moved myself into a new office, so to say, or at least a temporary office, because I'm going to be heading away from this place in a very short period of time. So it's just a temporary place where I'm just residing and much rather just thinking about everything that I'm working on, as well as next steps, as well as general theoretical thoughts that come to my mind that I want to just share with you. And that's even one of the reasons why I'm here today, and I'm going to speak it to you about a few things that I that are just kind of like going in my mind, as well as I really think that you might find them valuable if you go ahead and apply them to your specific life or situation or whatever you're re-motivated to solve in your life or achieve or whatever else. So yeah, let's just kind of dive straight to the chase. So just to get a very short intro to everything what's going on, there's been at least 1.5 months that I've just taken off, or I guess it's more much rather like a month that I've taken off. I've not done pretty much almost a single thing. Delegated a lot of tasks that were in my hand and just really dedicated myself to recovery and just doing whatever the heck I wanted in the first place. Long story short, I got bored very fast and I didn't really enjoy the traveling as much as I thought I would. Just kind of being in all those places, and I was like, gosh, like nothing really special for me, I guess, or just it felt really blunt after working so much. It feels like, I'm not sure if you've ever taken a break from eating chocolate or sweets or something like that. I've done it a few times in my life, but if you don't eat chocolate, so let's say, or like anything sweet, no zero sugar for about a month or so, then when you try it once again, you don't even really like the taste of that. So that was kind of a, like just me getting back from hustle and bustle, 16 hours a day in grind mode, where I hit 3.5K hours and about 8 months, just kind of getting back to the normal life of actually me trying to get engaged back with the world and just trying to find joy in the things such as, like, I'm not like enjoying my food, like not eating the same things every single day just for the sake of efficiency, or just kind of going and traveling to so many different places like Malta, Vatican, like Monaco, and like just really trying to find or like just enjoy the stay there. I was kind of initially really struggling with that, and yeah, it was a very, very weird feeling. But with that being said, I just really rushed to the bed and just went to so many different places just for the sake of actually visiting so many places, because I was excited to just, oh, let's go in and see whatever the heck we can see. So yeah, that was kind of like the first part. And what are like the main takeaways that I have, I guess? I really redefined the point of success in about the last month or so, and like success means different thing. I'm just like representing you the version of success that's in my mind at the age of 22. I'm very sure that there are many people who have different, perhaps even disagreeing views on that, as well as like when I'll progress even further and whatever the heck I'm going to be doing next. I'm sure that my definition of success is going to be redefined even more, and perhaps will finally resemble something that's going to be even a bit more accurate towards what that actually means, holistically or like an objectively, whatever. So, like I was even like trying to, like for me, a big breakthrough was just really going to all these locations where, which people go, or so to say, and like just really trying to enjoy the things that many people enjoy, and I literally didn't enjoy them at all. I was like, let's go to Monaco, let's like do all of these things, and I eventually found out that none of them were really that exciting to me, compared to, oh, let's say, like, okay, you're on a journey, you're building something, you're really striving to achieve something great. I really feel that like the sense of achievement, like really wanting to achieve something, having the big vision and going and striving for it, is way more, how do you even say that, fulfilling than actually achieving the goals in a certain point of view. Like that was one sort of point of view on this entire thing. Like many people, like maybe you're perhaps even a bit different point of view on that is that like many people think that there's something that you're going to once you're going to achieve, that you're going to achieve once in your lifetime. And you like, that's going to eventually solve all of your problems that you're currently facing and have. And, you're going to feel happy all the way around. And I just didn't really find it as a fact, yet, but for sure, I didn't really achieve the thing that I signed up for yet. So, I'm not really 100% sure if I'm the most competent person to be speaking about that as so far. It's even right now, like it's something past 10 p.m. Just came to my office, drove here, and one of the big reasons is that I just really want to sit down. And I even like went here and signed a mentor contract. Like I fucking I don't really care. I'm gonna pull an all-nighter if at the end of the all-nighter is gonna be a redefined vision of what I'm actually going to create, and it's like something I'm gonna be excited for, because as of right now, I'm just literally the last month of, so to say, enjoying the fruits of my labor. I didn't enjoy them at all. So it's much rather about building stuff and just becoming the person you were always meant to be. And like, even for me, if you ask me how did you feel like in the 8 months that you've pulled, like these 16-hour days, like on average, like 15 hours and 45 minutes or 44 minutes, and how did you feel like? And my best answer that I can give you is I just literally felt that I was giving it all that I had, and the feeling that I was giving it all that I had recreated a feeling inside me that I had nothing left to give. In which respect, that really made me like kind of like, okay, like I've literally made everything, gave it everything that I had. But looking back at it retrospectively, I literally was a big dumbass in a way. I just kicked my ass. I'm not 100% sure if I really would do that, because I know that I was still in school and there's kind of like hard things. Like it's a bit weird just to kind of figure this stuff out. But at the same time, it's all about taking risks and taking adjusted risks. You have to take risks. It doesn't matter. You can be freaking working 16, 17, 18 hours a day as a mine worker, as working in a mine. Or mine, or like just in a grocery store. Like there are hundreds and thousands and millions and maybe even more than a billion people doing these things all the freaking time, like months, years, their entire lifetimes, and they're getting nowhere. So just kind of trying to redefine this, like, okay, when an opportunity presents itself, you have to make yourself accountable in a way of actually doing the hard things, having the hard conversations in a way. I'm going to get to this in a bit, because like they're kind of like everything that you ever wanted in your life is at the other side of having hard and tough conversations that you don't want to have. If you currently don't have clients, it's because you're afraid of facing the uncertainty of going out there and just like looking like as a fucking retard, trying to speak to people who know that you're incompetent because you don't have the volume required for you to actually be good at the things. And you're just kind of like know that it's an inner fight with yourself that you don't want to fucking embarrass yourself of going out there and being insufficiently good. That the only thing that you can do is just like give it all that you have. So it feels freaking good just to be recording this crap. I have to just kind of sign my letter to actually be doing this quite often. And yeah, just kind of being, it's like even like recording these podcasts and everything else, it's kind of like hard in a way of like I've came across one guy that just kind of shared very intimate moments in his family, like someone like just unfortunately passed away in his family and stuff like that. And I was really just really thinking, okay, like what's the right boundary of things that you should be sharing on social media and the things that you should be kind of keeping to yourself? And I'm not 100% sure if I'm doing things completely accurate here, but screw it, let's do it. As far as I know, like it's kind of great to redefine what are you working towards, because a few months ago, it was like 3 or 4 months ago, or 4 months ago, exactly 4 months ago, I've been in a conference in Miami, and there was one guy. I might be able to give you his name. His name was Ben. Jesus, I'm not sure if I can find him right now. His name was like Ben. I'm gonna search it for later, but he was a billionaire. He sold a company for like 20 or 30 billion. He at a conference, he said that he had like $1 billion, more than $1 billion in his bank account. And you can search it up. He was in some biotech business, and long story short, like he earned like crazy amounts of money. And his net worth is like 4 or 5 billion. Yeah, he didn't own the whole thing that he sold for 30 billion or so. But yeah, like still, like 4 billion for bricks, that's great. And like great thing, or at least from my point of view, is just looking at the post that he posting. He has like 2,000 followers on Instagram. Let me check his name. His name is Ben. No, Bob Duggan. Bob Duggan. The really interesting thing about that was that the kind of like, if you look at the post that he's sharing, or like the mentalities that he's trying to express right now into the world, he's 8 years old and he has a net worth of 4 billion. Excuse me there. If you look at the post, like literally what he's saying is kind of like just imagine a person, imagine yourself of achieving pretty much financially everything you've ever wanted to achieve. And then you achieve it, and you achieve it, and that's it. Like, okay. And that's a very interesting feeling. Or at least, like, in my point of view, it's a very interesting feeling in terms of actually earning billions of stuff. And if you look at him, like, pretty much majority of everything that he's doing is just kind of trying to help other people or equip them with the right points of view in terms of mindset, and as well as just like remind them that it's everything is just a freaking journey, that it's not something that, oh, like shit, you're gonna achieve something and you're gonna feel blissful until the end of your life. Like shit, no. Like even if you're operating in a high performance business where like there's hundreds of thousands of dollars being earned, or even like five figures earned every single month, or even every single day, multiple five figures, it's still stressful. Like there's still things to optimize. It's not optimal. Like you don't have to be optimal to start. Like this is also one of the biggest, I would say, like in terms of looking back in my life, or like at all of the things I was doing, like I always really tried to increase my closing percentage in a way. Like imagine if you're in sales, I was just always trying to optimize my stats. Like, okay, I'm going to increase my closing percentage, I'm gonna do this, but in reality, like imagine someone who has a closing percentage of, let's say, 20%, or let's say 10%, okay, like 10%, and he like just doesn't give a shit. Like he cold calls like 100 or let's say 100 people every single day. He's gonna sell 10 products, let's say. And on the other hand, like you have a person, maybe a previous version of myself, or at least like a version of myself that I no longer want to be it. Like, okay, like I'm going to spend like 2 years just trying to improve these skills that are going to improve my closing percentage from 10 to, let's say, 15%. That's great. Like I'm like, he doesn't really make any fucking sense. Like those extra 5% over the span of 3 years are not going to make anything significant in your life. And like the biggest kind of like maybe a learning point here is just don't try to be a increase efficiency first, increase the flow in a way, like start to focus on effectiveness. And then only once you're effective in a way, then start to freaking optimize the thing, the hell out of things. Like there is always going to be money left on the table. There's always going to be like moments or like whatever left on the table that you could have gotten, but that's all right. You're always going to be making mistakes, and that's freaking all right. So, yeah, like even in a way, like if you're really trying to, like in a way, if I would be trying to take this podcast somewhere seriously, and like just redirect a lot of my focus on this, I would like that's the thing, like that's the hard work that no one wants to do, like just not putting out episodes of podcasts every single day, every single week, but maybe like, okay, doing bi-weekly podcast, but just really trying to, so to say, get a better guests here or stuff like that. In a way, like how I'm treating it is much rather just sharing my thoughts with you that I have, that I really find like, oh, like shit, these were really big learning points for me, that if I would have just taken them and run with them, like I would be much further ahead than not being here. Yeah. That's it. So that's one part. Then as I was speaking about all the things earlier, it's just about redefining success, because like in my point of view, in the world, like there doesn't really exist a way how we can win. Like their success is an action, I would say. It's an action. It isn't really like a thing that you can achieve and like okay, be successful, and like that doesn't really fucking exist. Like being successful is being in a flow and constantly achieving things and moving forward. And like taking big risks in a way. It's literally like it's a hard even to describe. It's like in a way like. In my point of view, like, okay, me traveling to Miami, me being on this conference, like, okay, are you successful? Like, I would, like, me being there, like there are different kind of things. Then it's also about comparison. Like, okay, are you successful? Then compare yourself to 18-year-olds who sign an NBA deal with, let's say, Lakers or whatever. Get drafted into an NBA, NFL, and just get signing contracts for $10 million, just straight out of college or whatever. Like, are you successful then? Like, then really try to answer this question, so to say. That's one thing. Then, additionally, in terms of social media and stuff, like at least what I really feel or what I really literally see is that the space is getting really, really crowded with a lot of people. Like many more people are entering the market, and it's just like the market is growing very fast. That's great, but at the same time, it's just kind of getting a bit dispersed. So there's kind of a lot of room for thought here. Ooh, I'm getting kind of hot. It's like 30 degrees Celsius in the room where I'm recording it, because it's directly under the roof, and it's very hot here during the day. So. But yeah, I'm just gonna still kind of keep rolling with the thoughts that I have until I eventually stop, and we can just kind of make the biggest kind of summaries from this recording here. So yeah, additionally, I really it's very interesting to. Like, every single person has a different starting point. And as far as it goes with me, I don't really want to be a dick or anything like that, but I just really can say that I'm one of the most privileged people that I know of, in terms of how much I actually got from my parents. Like, I guess, like, there's many things that you can receive, but, like, at the end of the day, like, I don't really take pride in anything that my parents have achieved. I'm much rather a person like, oh, like if I achieve something that I can be proud of, like that's something that I'm gonna be like proud of. Yeah. So even right now, like if you want to know the type of thing that I'm gonna be using in terms of making decisions, it's gonna be the thing like, okay, like shit, like imagine me being 85 years old and like just looking back in my life, like regardless of how much money I have, like that's even a thought that I have, like, when I'll be 18, like, I really feel, even in terms of personal finance, like, there are many things that you can really do with your money. You can have consumption in terms of, like, actually using the money to consume them in a way of actually gaining or ranking the benefits of the things that you buy for yourself. that's like personal consumption. In a way, like personal consumption for myself, I literally don't really care that much. Then on the other hand, there's like contribution and building stuff. Like I really like that. In a way, I just like literally like building stuff and keeping myself on the move and just kind of building stuff. And yeah, in a way, like from a consumption point of view, I literally feel that after the age of 30, or yeah, maybe even after the age of 30, I literally will have zero need for personal consumption needs in terms of like other than my family and stuff. Like I literally don't really give a crap. Interesting point of view as well. So where to even kick this off? Many, like there are kind of many things that are currently going on my mind in terms of actually like when you have the peak. So to say like, okay, you've achieved, you finished college and stuff. I can really say like emotionally, like this has, the last month has been one of the worst months of my entire life. Interesting feeling, right? Like you should like achieve so much stuff, like great. But like it's something different. It was like emotionally freaking draining, like regardless of traveling to so many countries, I literally hated it. So yeah, but still, like you just kind of have to show up, you have to keep yourself accountable to doing the things you've signed up to do. And that's what counts eventually. Like you just have to do the things you said you would do. And yeah, that's it. So yeah. Is there anything else that I would like to share with you? That's a great question. I'm not 100% sure. I guess for right now, that's going to be kind of it. Yeah, so it was great speaking to you. I encourage you to be better every single day. And maybe in a way, just redefine success. I really feel that this might be controversial in a point of view, because like I guess like the current world in terms of success really tells people that like they're gonna be worthy enough only if they achieve something like breakthrough or like just something very, very significant, become the next NBA star, like whatever. If you're just gonna like put the hands towards something that's going to make a world a better place, and just if all of us do that together, then that's eventually going to happen. Like the world's going to become a better place. Like imagine, yeah, like if you look at Facebook, like there are dozens and dozens of like people with master's degrees, people with PhDs, are working on all these advanced things that the company is releasing, as well as Apple or whatever else can you even think of. So big things never happen alone, or like never happen without outside contacts. So yeah, that's something that I would just definitely keep in mind. And yeah, so I would just like really feel that, like, okay, what success even is. Like, if you're just kind of moving towards what we should be working towards as a human society, and then it's great. Because, like, in a way, I really think that there are kind of two things that we can be, like, there are only two directions that we can be taking. Like, if you just freaking zoom the fuck out and just look at this fucker from like 40,000 feet. And that is like, you're either pro-society or you're counter-society in a way. You're either making the world a better place, or you're either making you're on the other hand making the world a worse place. And, or at least striving to make. That, yeah. And like, if you're gonna look at the world in the next 100 years, like all the innovation that should happen, like, okay, great. If you're working towards that, if you're like a solid contributor towards that, like that's a great thing. Like even right now, like I, like they opened a brand new gym in a place where I live. Like, oh shit, like, I literally feel so freaking great if I go there every single day. Like, that's great. A huge chunk of all the money that we have as humanity is just kind of wasted on dating and stuff. Like, okay, like, guys trying to show off status just to be able to attract higher quality women, and the woman trying to do the same thing just to be able to, like, kind of have more safety. If you just kind of take this out of the equation, like, nothing really that matters that much. Like, you have a shelter, you have, like, even a gym. Like, right now, like, you have just so many fucking things that you can do, like, with your PC. You do not even have to travel anywhere. Like, just as a... controversial point of view on a lot of things. When I was small, I was kind of playing a lot of video games, and just when I came back here, my sister had some on my old PC. She was playing some games that were still there, so I just kind of tried to play one game, and I spent like 2 hours playing, and literally the amount of dopamine, the amount of, so to say, happiness that I received from playing the thing, like, that shit was like, it was more happiness that I've ever received in the last 2 years. Like, more than, like, whatever, traveling to LA. Like, you can just put anything you want there. And it was, like, very similar to, like, just, so to see all these drugs that are subscribed by all the people. Like, just nicotine. Like, some people are on other drugs. Some people, like, for example, do, I'm not sure, like, weed or stuff. Or alcohol, yeah, great thing. In terms of, like, not great thing, but great, how do you say that? Approximation of what I wanted to say. So, yeah. I was just kind of getting the fuck lost and like, oh, this entire fucking thing. So, yeah, just kind of, sometimes, like, don't really rethink about things so fucking much. Have the guts to be willing to have hard conversations, and just, like, be bold as fuck to be able to take risks. And know that when you're taking risks, you're eventually, like, you're essentially placing bets, that you can either win money or you can lose money. Like, it's the same fucking thing as if you're betting in sports, in a way. Like, you have the same fucking feelings. Like, you invest 100k or like 100 euros on a ticket and a football, and you fucking lose it, and you lose fucking 100 bucks, and then you invest in something, you have a 10x return on your investment, and you feel like a fucking retard. Like just all the different dopamine centers are firing in your brain, and you feel like you're freaking invincible. So so in a way, as far as it goes with me, I just literally, like, trying to redefine, like, where I'm trying to head in a way with all of the things I was doing in the past, just for the sake of trying to create sufficiently large vision for myself, what I want to achieve, and that thing will just kind of guide me forward and just kind of make me even more motivated of achieving something great. And the end of my life, like, that's the thing. I might be a very conscious motherfucker or whatever. And, like, in a way, like, for sure, you have these guys like Ronaldo, whatever, like, just earning a lot of money, having, many people would say, like, one of the best lives that you can ever have. On the other end, like, I also look at the other side of the thing, and we should really consider each other, like, all the beings, like, essentially, if it's animal, we are animals as well. The only thing that we have is, like, just higher cognitive abilities that allow us to, like, just think or even speak and record and create computers or do whatever the freaking, like do whatever whatever the hell we want. And now, the thing is that, like, there are so many, like, in terms of our full food consumption, I was doing the research, and around, like, 4 billion animals die every single day just for the sake of actually providing food for us. And if you just think about it, like, shit, like, 4 billion, bro, like, that's a lot. And these are just approximation. And, like, just if you literally, like, if you have a dog, like, okay, like, let's try to freaking approximate this, like, like all of these things, so to say, have emotions are and are not that far away from us in terms of like whatever, like cow, like have very similar amount of chromosomes that we have, and the DNA structure is very similar as well. So this kind of like just approximates it, like, okay, like imagine yourself like as a person being born in a cage, and literally like your entire family has just been murdered for food, consumed. Like imagine you're like freaking like this is an inhumane scene, but like imagine your father being like just killed, like beheaded, and be sent off to feed someone else. Imagine like like you being born, you knowing like, okay, you will give birth to like X amount of offsprings, and then you will be like sentenced to death as well, like just by beheading or whatever. And the same will happen to your children as well. Like imagine the feeling that you would have, and just the entirety of your life will be living in a confined environment, like in a freaking cage. And like just kind of really thinking about this as well, and then you can like just kind of realize that like, oh shit, like even if you fucking live a decent life and just kind of make the world at least a bit better place, then you freaking won. Like you're already at the top of the food chain. Like even if you have nothing in your freaking life, nothing going for you, you are still at the top of the freaking food chain. You still have a place to sleep, like a mobile phone. You can like just, you already made it. And yeah, that was one of the things that I had. So like, just okay, like being freaking grateful for whatever the fuck you have. Because there are people or even things that are not doing so well as you are doing. So yeah. All right, I really want to be continuing with this podcast, but it's getting so freaking hot in here that I can barely even think anymore. So I guess like I will have even a bit more thoughts. I guess like the last thought that I can have is that like literally never, never, ever lose your momentum. Because if you lose it, it's extremely fucking hard just to get it back. It's fucking hard. So, with that being said, it was great. It was a blessing speaking to you today. I wish you all the best. I want you to crush it. I want you to be successful. I want you to be happy. I want you to do all of the things that you've ever wanted to do just to find out that there are even better things to be doing. Yeah, I guess that's it. So, I'm going to catch you soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.